We've been talking about all the lessons that we discover at the wedding feast in Cana of Galilee, the place where Jesus turned the water into wine. And we've admitted that we don't know exactly when the miracle took place. It could have taken place when the servants poured the water into the containers. It could have taken place when the water was poured out. It could have taken place when the cup was lifted to the lips. It could have taken place on the tongue. But that a miracle took place, and that a mighty miracle, is obvious from the text. One of the great lessons we see is told to us by the governor of the feast, the wine steward, or the person who's really in charge of the banquet. Maybe he was the senior family member. Maybe he was the caterer. We don't know exactly. But he makes the observation that in that culture, and I suppose in most cultures, people don't serve the best wine last. The point is that after you've been drinking for a while, it doesn't really matter that much, the quality of the latter wine. Here's the great lesson. The latter wine was provided by the Lord Jesus Christ, and it is a habit of God to hold back the best for last. Christian, you probably already know what the hardest parts of the Christian life are. You know that it means a cross. You may have encountered tragedy, or you certainly encountered disappointment. And yet we know that there are good things ahead. There's heaven ahead. There are those things that have not entered into the heart of man, which Jesus has prepared for us. I'm Ronnie Stevens, and this is Rampart. Join us at rampartpublication.com.